a great district with a hot set of, again, that's for sure. But after it's all said and done, you have a nice group going. Girls, boys, are really worked their tails off to get qualified last week, didn't they?
Yep, they really did. You know, it was kind of surreal because it was, I can't remember the last year coaching where I left the district track meet knowing I had only had two that had officially qualified. You know, we had Brooklyn Holtz in that triple jump, and then we had Joe in the one and the two. And we knew those were definite based on their placings that day at districts. You know, we were on our phones most of the time looking up other districts and times, and we were confident in some of those others. But until you know it for sure, it's just... you're just hopeful, and yeah, and we did. We ended up with a lot of additional qualifiers then, and taking, you know, five girls and four boys to state track meet.
Yep, this district is well known for additional qualifiers, and it happened last year, and it really happened again this year, didn't it?
Oh, it did. On the boys and girls side, a lot of additional qualifiers. You know, for example, you know, in individual events, they take, you know, six additional qualifiers out of all nine districts, and four of those in the 200, and you know, and the relays, four of the seven and all on the 400 relay and the 1600 relay on the girls side. Yeah, there were additional qualifiers in almost every single event on the girls side.
Yeah, I sat over there and watched the jumps for a little bit. I know you were over there too, and Brooklyn Holtz had a great triple jump. But boy, Jocelyn Holtz was so close, so darn close to punch her ticket. But the good thing is she gets qualified in a relay, so that's good. They both get a chance to go.
Yep, they really do. You know, Brooklyn just triple jumped very well. And Jocelyn long jumped well. It's just the other two jumped very well that day, and they really brought it too. But luckily, yes, Jocelyn gets to go in the 400-meter relay and the 1600-meter relay. So, yeah, we have multiple events for girls down there this year.
And how about five relays in that 4x1 qualifier? It happened last year. It happens again.
Yeah, top five in that 4x1 and top five in the 4x4, you know, all coming out of our district. So it's great to have, you know, local people up there running in the same events as you and cheering on everybody from our district. And a lot of those are from our conference as well. But, yeah, additional qualifiers. And we were banking on that. We just needed to run well enough to qualify for an additional, and the girls did it.
And they got a chance to score. I mean, they're going to run some hopefully faster times. If they do that, hey, they got a chance to place among the top eight.
Yeah, why not us? That's what we keep telling them. You know, both of those relays ended up in the slow heat down there, but it doesn't matter. I said, you know, there's been state champions that have come out of that slow heat. And so you go down there and you just put together the best time you can possibly put together and hope for the best.
Hey, on the boys' side, you get that boys 4x8 going. That's kind of been, I don't know how many years in a row, but you've got that group of four back down there again.
Yes, we did, and it's been quite a few years in a row for that 4x8. We've been blessed with a lot of, you know, 400, 800 runners here, and, you know, Brady Allmeyer, we kind of took him off that here his junior year and let him go to more of the sprints. But we got to looking, and we told him, I said, hey, this might be your ticket to state here. And so he came back. I think he only ran the 800 three times prior to districts, but ran well enough for it. Him and, you know, Braden Sanford and Russell Norton and Gavin Gunderson joined him on that relay down there at state.
They can run, get though that time maybe in the lower 840s. That's been known to place down there in past years.
Yeah, it's going to be tough this year. You know, that relay is a lot tougher overall, you know, this year in Class D. A lot of good 800 runners across the state of Nebraska. Yeah, but we're hoping, we've got some goal times for each of those boys and what we kind of hope they will hit down there. And they said, you know, for all but Gavin Gunderson, this is their one event. They can go out, you know, all out on it and hopefully hit some times and goals that we're setting for him.
Happy for Gavin. That kid's worked his tail off in cross country and track and field. Now his senior season, punched his ticket in the mile. That's good for him.
Oh, that is great for him. You know, the last few years when he's been down there, it's been always on a relay. And he was really worried about getting down there his senior year. You know, of course, when you go about every other year, you really want to go your senior year. So we were pleased as heck that he got to go in an individual event as well as that relay.
And going back to the girls, can't forget Jolie Farr in the sprints. I mean, she runs her times against that. Boy, Class D is loaded in the sprints again. She can run those times. She can get herself in the finals and get a chance to get a medal.
Yep, the plan is right there, you know, on Friday afternoon, run well enough in the prelims of that 100 and 200 to get herself into the final there on Saturday. You know, she just, she needs to have a good start on both of those and just maintain composure and form through that whole thing. And yeah, her times, I think you're going to see something great out of her down the state. So I really hope.
Are you glad that it's not until Friday, Saturday? You still got a couple of days to get some work in and stuff like that?
Yep, we are. You know, we had them in kind of over at least one day over the weekend. Had them in doing a little bit of workout, too, just anticipating that, you know, we're not going to be able to do much on Friday. Not quite so much on Thursday because we're traveling, of course, on Thursday. So, yeah, we did bring them in one day over the weekend. Got a good workout in over the weekend with them. And, yeah, we're hoping for the best. But, you know, Rachel Harris, we go back to Rachel, too.
Oh, yeah. You can't forget Rachel. How could I forget it?
Can't forget her. You know, she was probably the one that my heart was aching for the most because the, you know, senior year, she qualified every other year. Just an outstanding individual as well as an outstanding athlete. And she was sick that day at districts and battling some ear infection and a sinus infection. And we were just hoping that those additional times, you know, the times that she ran would get in on an additional, you know, and they did. So she's going to go on that open eight and the 4x1 and the 4x4 for us. So.
By the way, congrats out to her and Jolie signing on. They're going to continue running a little bit of college. Good for them.
They are. You know, those two girls just love the sport. They've kind of built a culture for us here. They've kind of good leaders too, very good leaders. They've kind of pulled these girls along. It's great to see. We kind of have our ab club, we call them, after practices. It's nothing that the coaches say they have to do, but they bring a group of those kids over, and every single day after they've done their cool down and their stretch, they get a group of kids and they just go through some ab type stuff, you know, 10, 15 minutes and talk and do some abs at the end of every practice. And so I'm looking forward to some underclassmen taking that over next year and kind of get that group to go. It's good to see at the end of practice just some camaraderie, you know, amongst your teammates. And so yeah, we're hoping some underclassmen will take that on next year. Jensen Weiss in that high jump this year jumped 4.9 well enough to probably jump 5.1, and I'm thinking yes, she's going to hit this 4.11 automatic, and just didn't happen for her. I know she was really disappointed with that, but she came back and ran a PR in that 4x4 relay for us and helped us get that to state.
Excellent. Got a good group. 9 going down. That's a pretty good group right there.
Yep, we are taking an alternate for that boys 3200, Braxton Mitchell, a freshman boy. He's ran that for us about 3 times this year, so we're taking him as an alternate. So it'll be 5 boys and 5 girls, and we're going to take off on Thursday.